It's June 8th, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again for your daily news roundup. John is out for this week. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Today's episode is sponsored by Bitstamp and CipherTrace. And now, the news. There's a disconnect between crypto markets and Wall Street. Among Bitcoin bulls, a key investment thesis is that the trillions of dollars of money injections by global central banks will usher in an era of inflation, helping send prices for Bitcoin, seen as a hedge against inflation, to the moon. But trading in global bond markets shows that traditional investors expect nothing like the hyperinflation episodes witnessed in places like Zimbabwe and Venezuela, at least not yet. Traditional investors may be keying off recent experiences showing that large-scale central bank money injections over the past decade have not touched off anything resembling hyperinflation. The Fed conducted multiple rounds of asset purchases in the 6 years that followed the 2008 crash, more than quintupling its balance sheet to about $4.5 trillion from $800 billion. Throughout that period, the core inflation rate, which excludes food and energy items, whose prices can be volatile, remained well below the central bank's 2% target. But could this time be different? One possibility is that the Fed's new money injections haven't really found their way into Main Street commerce as much as onto Wall Street, propping up prices for financial assets like stocks and bonds. The Standard & Poor's 500 index of large U.S. stocks has rallied more than 40% from March's lows, and it's about 8% short of challenging record highs seen as recently as February. Other major equity indices, too, have witnessed stellar rallies. Back in Bitcoin, the 50-candle moving average on the three-day charts is on track to cross above the 100-candle moving average in just the next 24 hours. The resulting bullish crossover would be the first since mid-June 2019 and the third since October of 2015. Last year, Bitcoin's upward move from $4,000 to $9,000, seen in the 2.5 months to mid-June, accelerated following the same bull cross. Prices rose as high as $13,800 by the end of the month. Meanwhile, the crossover seen in October 2015 marked the beginning of the mega bull run from $250 all the way up to $20,000. But for a price closer to all-time highs, analysts tell us the price of Bitcoin needs to exceed $10,500. The cryptocurrency's recent failures to hold above the $10,000 mark may be indicative of buyer exhaustion. And while $10,500 is the level to beat for bulls, last Tuesday's low of $9,135 is the key support to defend. If the price dips below that for any protracted period of time, Bitcoin may see a deeper decline toward $8,600. Bitcoin is currently trading at $9,749, while Ether is trading at $243, according to the CoinDesk Price Index. And now we've got some quick news hits and what they mean from CoinDesk Head of Research Noel Acheson, published in yesterday's Crypto Long and Short newsletter. Hester Pierce, one of five commissioners with the SEC, has been renominated for a second term at the U.S. regulatory agency. The takeaway? This is good news for the crypto industry. With Hester, also known as Crypto Mom, seen as a vocal proponent of Bitcoin ETFs and financial innovation more broadly. If she gets the second term, she'll serve until 2025, and by then market infrastructure should have evolved enough to remove regulatory opposition to more liquid products that broaden access to cryptocurrency investments, which is a good thing, according to many. This episode and the following messages are brought to you by Bitstamp and CipherTrace.
Bitstamp is the original global cryptocurrency exchange. Since 2011, Bitstamp has been the preferred exchange for serious traders and investors, trusted by over 4 million customers, including top financial institutions. Bitstamp is built on professional-grade trading technology. Their platform is powered by a NASDAQ matching engine, and their APIs are recognized as the best in the industry. Download the Bitstamp app from the App Store or Google Play, or visit bitstamp.net/pro to learn more and start trading today. That's bitstamp.net/pro. CipherTrace helps grow the crypto economy by making it trusted by governments and safe for consumers and investors. How do they do it? By protecting VASPs, banks, and other financial institutions from crypto laundering risks while protecting user privacy. Years of research have created the world's best cryptocurrency intelligence with the best attribution and deepest token coverage. So if your virtual asset business isn't using CipherTrace to manage compliance risks, you should start now. Learn more at CipherTrace.com.
Continuing with our quick news hits courtesy of CoinDesk's Head of Research, a report by Bloomberg predicts the price of Bitcoin will reach $20,000 in the year 2020. The takeaway? The prediction is based on price patterns for the last few years, which matters if you believe these patterns move market, and they may do so. Basically, if 2020 follows 2016's trend, which was also a halving year, then we can expect some wild moves in the second half. This is a good line, though. Quote, something needs to go really wrong for Bitcoin to not appreciate, end quote. And what could possibly go wrong, right? Bitcoin miners have been selling more Bitcoin than they're producing, according to data source ByteTree. The takeaway? Counterintuitively, this rundown of inventory could indicate a bullish sentiment among miners, as apparently they tend to sell when they think the market is strong and can take it. If they thought the current market was weak, they'd hold so as not to depress the price further, and that's not what's happening. The market for Ether options is tiny compared to that of Bitcoin, but it's growing fast. Open interest in Ether options is at an all-time high on derivatives exchange Deribit, the largest options exchange in the crypto industry. The takeaway? This underscores the growing sophistication in the Ether markets. Options are seen as a more complex yet more granular hedging tool than futures, and a vibrant options market is often seen as a prerequisite to institutional involvement. David Leibowitz, global macro portfolio manager at Lebo Capital Management, looks at Bitcoin's role in the new investment landscape. The takeaway? David makes the interesting point that fixed income as an investable asset class is disappearing, as interest rates look like they may be low forever. Money leaving fixed income allocations will have to go somewhere, and Bitcoin offers an interesting alternative. And just in case you thought token sales were completely dead, this past week saw two notable announcements that show they're still a thing. The amounts are small, but the projects are intriguing, and the regulators appear to be on board. French renewable energy service provider WPO has been granted approval from the French financial markets regulator to raise funds through a public token offering under the ICO Visa program. And hedge fund and predictions market startup Numerai sold $3 million in NMR tokens to investors including Union Square Ventures, Placeholder, CoinFund, and Dragonfly Capital. And finally, a weekend article at Cointelegraph launched a new rumor about the identity of pseudonymous Bitcoin creator Satoshi Nakamoto, that he's actually a former employee of the infamous Escobar drug-running operation. The story goes like this. Yasutaka Nakamoto was a high-ranking engineer for Pacific West Airlines who worked for Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar, smuggling drugs into the U.S. from South America. Yasutaka disappeared completely from public view in 1992 after allegedly surviving an assassination attempt by his former employer. He then resurfaced years later to create and launch Bitcoin. He's also supposedly the brother of Dorian Satoshi Nakamoto. At least that's the story told to Cointelegraph by Olaf Gustafsson, CEO of Escobar Inc., the multinational holding company associated with Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar. This version of Satoshi, if true, can now only take posthumous credit for his invention. Gustafsson claims creating Bitcoin was one of Yasutaka's final act before passing away in the early 2010s. Escobar Inc. has already dipped its toe into the cryptocurrency world. In 2018, Roberto Escobar launched Diet Bitcoin, a fork of the Bitcoin blockchain that eventually relocated to Ethereum's ERC-20 architecture in 2019. But the company also excels at provocative publicity. When asked why he'd come forward with this information now, Gustafsson said, "Roberto believes it's important to set the record straight," end quote. Since the very beginning, many have claimed to be or know the identity of Bitcoin creator Satoshi Nakamoto, yet none have been able to prove it with Bitcoin keys, signatures, or transactions, which most enthusiasts and experts consider the only way to definitively know. This is another, perhaps stranger than most, story, but certainly not the last, as the importance of Bitcoin's unique history and fixed monetary policy become even greater outliers in a world of reactionary governments struggling to maintain control at any cost. And that's the news. Thanks for listening. I'll be back with your next news roundup on Tuesday. And just a reminder, the CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.